It's Alexis, and you heard right, I'm pregnant, and I found designer gym leggings for my journey in the midsection. And if you're not pregnant, Tona, founded by one of Lululemon's original designers, is a premium line of leggings. Designed for women who train hard, they are moisture-wicking and fit perfectly. Customers say it's like a push-up bra for your butt. Tona, the last black leggings you will ever need. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and get a huge discount of 15% off with code TJ.
This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Well, hello.
Hello. How are you?
What a day.
Yeah.
Lindsay will be on in the next hour.
Yeah.
She's been in Nashville all weekend. I can't wait to hear about that.
Oh, my gosh.
I know she was supposed to get together with my daughter. You know, Nashville is one of those towns that everybody goes to. And when they go, they know somebody there. So they, I'm going to call Lainey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so she gets a little taste of home quite often from family and friends.
Yeah.
Angie, that used to work for us years and years ago on our show, she and her husband are in Nashville a lot with his job. He works in radio, he's a big corporate promotions person in radio. So they'll just call Lainey last minute and say, hey, we're in Nashville. And like this last time, they said, we're in Nashville. You want to come? We're doing these showcases with these music people. And it was three different acts. Said, this night we're doing this one, this night. You can come to all of them or one of them or whatever.
Oh, cool.
And I think the only one that she could go to, because she was, you know, busy doing other stuff, was Old Dominion. She got to go hear them, meet them in a little showcase thing. She did it. Last time it was Thomas Rhett. Thomas Rhett.
Yeah, she likes
that's my Thomas Rhett, my little Thomas Rhett.
She likes him.
Yeah.
It's fun when people come into your town and you get to sort of escort them around. A lot of people are really good at it. I'm not one of them.
Yeah.
But a lot of women especially thrive on that stuff. Let me show you. This is where not everybody goes. It's kind of a more, you know, secluded spot. I'm not going to take you to all the hot spots or wherever.
Yeah, and this is kind of cool because when Lainey was little and she was in that, not little, but middle schoolish age, where she was getting to be too cool for her parents to be taking her everywhere.
Yeah.
Lindsay would take her to places that she, so she would feel more cool and more grown.
Yeah.
Like Lindsay would take her to see these, YouTube stars and stuff when they come to town, do their little thing.
Yeah.
And so now she's making Lindsay look cool in Nashville.
Oh,
because you know Lindsay old.
Yeah, exactly. It's like having your mom hold your hand when you're a kid, and then as you get older, you have to hold her hand.
Right.
Sort of that.
Or diapers. You know the way the diapers change.
Yes. It's exactly like that. It's exactly. It's the same thing. No, but that, I'm sure that was probably a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out.
Yeah. Are you comfortable with Lindsay escorting her, as both adults now? I mean,
yeah. I'm more concerned about Lindsay's well-being.
Well, maybe
because you know she was worried that Lainey was going to be, what did she say, drinking her under the table.
I believe it was that was the phrase she used. Her sweet little Lainey. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, I said she goes, because I know when I was young, you know, you're a professional drinker when you're young, and I can't handle it anymore. I said, no, she's not going to. She's a professional when it comes to knowing about the alcohol and stuff like that, because that's the business she's in.
Yeah.
But not drinking it. She's not, you know, it's not like she's 21.
No, come on. Get a grip.
You know, but Lainey acts like an old person too.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
They'll be a perfect fit.
Mm-hmm. Two old people. They'll be going to a part of Nashville that, you know, all the old people go to.
Exactly.
Leaper's Fork.
I know Pigeon Forge is more your speed, but
there is an area called Leaper's Fork. It's where a lot of them live out on farms and stuff. Like Jason Aldean lives out there. It's
just
a little town country. I think they got one store and one barbecue place.
Yeah. It's probably more Lindsay's speed.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Friday, Riggins did his weekend review song, and it was very funny. It's very good. So it's today's, in case you missed a replay, coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, check out the new TJ Riggins Overtime, available on our podcast platforms, YouTube, or the Media Center at tjriggins.com. It's sponsored by Cozy Earth. Go to tjriggins.com, click the deals button, and get 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout.
The TJ and Riggins Show is new at 7 a.m. Eastern each weekday morning and available most anywhere you watch or listen to shows. YouTube, podcast platforms, streaming and radio station sites are all now at our media center at tjriggins.com. It works just like an app, easy to navigate, and you'll get everything right there on one page. All the podcasts, all the videos, all the great deals you can take advantage of as a member of the radio family. The TJ and Riggins Show is right there in your hand. Learn how to add it to your phone's home screen at tjriggins.com/add.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Every Friday on the show, Riggins tells us about what went on, or tells you about what went on in the world of the show, behind the scenes and in popular culture. He does it through song, called The Week in Review, and it is today's In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
Riggins Week in Review.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Lindsay skipped her Bible study class. If she doesn't act right, she'll be removed. Can't you see Lindsay at the Last Supper asking if the bread is Bobby approved? I got ashes on my forehead on Wednesday, and maybe I'm becoming more mature because unlike a lot of Catholics, I don't usually take them on tour. Mark Wahlberg. The Oscars happened on Sunday. It might look like a room full of idiots to you, but if I had to wear a bow tie and listen to Timothée Chalamet, I'd probably be angry too. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Lindsay performed at her college alumni game. The ECU Pirates are pretty cool. Ironic that a lot of her classmates became actual pirates right after school. A lot of people don't know that. She old. Lindsay is Lindsay is all the way out in Nashville. She's going to have a ball, but a white girl with an aloe hat in Nashville is like seeing a leaf in the middle of fall. Just one of us. One of us.
That's a good one.
Thank you. Casey Anthony is back on social media. I just thought you all should know, making it only the second worst comeback since polio 3 years ago.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
And Alexis announced she's pregnant. And making predictions is never wise, but I bet the universe talking the crystals disappear when that baby arrives. Something tells me. Alexis is great at whatever she sets her mind to. This shouldn't be surprising to you. When she was a little gangster out in Compton, she was really good at that too. Today is National Cereal Day, so enjoy a bowl or maybe two. Lindsay said she likes the regular Special K, and it's like, dang, what happened to you?
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
That was funny.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was funny.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So I've got two interesting things from the internet that you might have missed over the weekend. Number one, Raven Simone, you know, child actor and then View co-host of The View there for a short period. She said the best advice that she's ever gotten, you can't be fat and mean. She said her mom told her that. You can't be fat and mean. And she said that sculpted
the way she then pursued her career as a young child actor. She was always sort of this bubbly personality on That's So Raven.
So if you're fat, you have to be nicer? Is that what it meant? Yeah. Or you can't be fat and mean, meaning those are the two things you shouldn't,
well,
you should never get, is mean or fat?
Well, you can't be both. Okay. You got to pick one. So she said that, and that's why I'm, you know, trying to lose weight, which is pretty funny. So yeah, you can't be fat and mean. She said it's the best advice she's ever gotten.
That's dumb.
Interesting.
So I'm saying if you're not fat, then you can't. You have permission to be mean.
Yeah. Like, skinny people can be mean. Fat people have to be nice, I guess.
That explains a lot about why Raven is the way she is.
So you might have missed that. The other thing TJ spoke about his next career after he retires, and that he was going to be a skipper on boat tours to go see the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah.
Well, it's perfect timing because we just have our first official Loch Ness Monster sighting in 2025.
Yeah,
just happened a couple weeks ago at Dore's Beach in Scotland. Something was slithering around in the water. A dark mass emerged from the surface. And the person who captured the picture, I just thought it was brilliant because it really shows like the wave. And it looks like there's some kind of dark mass under the water pushing up that wave. So I don't know that the photos are that convincing. If you don't believe that Loch Ness is real, here's the actual photo. To me, it just looks like a wave.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Does this qualify? I feel like to call it a Loch Ness sighting, you've got to see the head.
Right. And
see the head.
It's 2025. Why are you not videoing it?
Why is there not video of it? Yeah, a lot of questions.
Yeah.
A lot of questions.
Yeah, but the answer to all of them is it's not the Loch Ness Monster. There's no Loch Ness Monster.
Well, I don't know a thing about Scotland. I don't know. You're not convinced of Bigfoot either?
No.
Which probably sets you apart from a lot of people.
From Louisiana, yeah.
From just a lot of people that you knew.
Yeah, there's some squatch hunting going on in Louisiana, yeah.
Yeah.
They also look for the Rougarou.
Right.
Which is that, you know, the folklore, the monster, wolf man kind of character.
Yeah, kind of.
Lives in the swamps.
Is it on four legs? I mean, it's on four legs. It's not like standing up like a werewolf. Have they not been successful? There's never been any, like, successful captures.
No, I think they even admit that it was all just tall tales and stuff, folklore.
You never
admit. They use it to scare the kids into acting right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Alexis was up in Nashville, and she brought me back, Asheville. She brought me back a little Bigfoot foot, a little squatch foot. She goes, I know how much you like Bigfoot. I said, thank you. What am I going to do with this now? It's a thought that counts.
Put it on a necklace.
That might be what I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a lucky rabbit's foot or something like that.
A shark tooth.
Exactly. Exactly.
You need to go squatch hunting.
I would love to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would love to, but I got to do it on my own time.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Look, I hate to start the morning by griping.
Oh, no.
But I'm not griping. I just don't understand. And I'm honestly looking for a good answer here that would set my mind at ease. Why are scientists so obsessed with bringing back the woolly mammoth?
Yeah, they love that.
Why? What are we missing not having the woolly mammoth? How is Earth going to be better off?
I don't know.
When they bring it back.
They've been doing this for years, trying to bring back the woolly mammoth.
And the megalodon shark. They're obsessed with that, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, don't bring that one back. But don't bring back, who cares? Yeah.
Yeah, what good is that going to do?
I don't know.
Because, let's see, scientists have created woolly mice. Yeah. Colossal Biosciences genetically engineered them to have long fur and do better in cold weather. So we want rats to be doing better now. We're gonna try to make the rat population healthier.
Yeah, stronger.
Yeah, great.
They are cute, though. Did you see the picture?
Yeah, they're really cute. Yeah, they look like hamsters with long tails. That's what they look like.
Yeah.
But then they say that they're hoping to have our first woolly mammoth calf by 2028.
Yeah.
Why? You start messing with that. There's a reason God exterminated them. Y'all ever think about that? You stupid scientists.
As long as it's not taxpayer dollars going to it, I know it's privately funded. So if billionaires want to spend their money to bring back the woolly mammoth or whatever and make sure it doesn't end up like Jurassic Park where it just gets loose and starts attacking people, then I'm fine with it.
But if you can recreate something that is no longer on Earth, create something that could help.
Yeah.
Like recreate Albert Einstein.
You know?
Bless you. Bring the new version of Ronald Reagan.
Yeah. Oh, please.
There's
a lot of things that you could bring back that would be more beneficial to society than the woolly mammoth, I think. But they're nerds. So they're going to want to bring back like the T-Rex and the, nerd stuff.
Hmm. But, I mean, I get if it's private money, you do what you want to with your money. But I can still have an opinion about you wasting your money.
Totally. Absolutely.
If these scientists can do this type of work and create new animals, they could be doing that same, you could put the same amount of money into creating something that cures people of diseases and stuff.
Absolutely.
Who cares about a woolly mammoth?
This is how stupid I am. When you're like, we could bring back somebody, I was like, yeah, like Whitney Houston. And you're like, Albert Einstein. I was like, oh yeah, or him. I'm like, Whitney, she was the voice.
Yeah, bring back Whitney.
But yeah, Albert Einstein makes sense. Yeah, somebody, great political leaders, great thinkers, great minds, Aristotle. No, I was like, yeah, Whitney. Bring back all of them.
Whitney. James Brown. Godfather of Soul, man.
We could have brought back James Brown.
Elvis. Prince, Michael Jackson, all of them.
Sure.
Oh, my gosh. Music will never be the same again.
You'll be able to make a super group or something. all them great ones.
Hank Williams Sr. and Miss Patsy Cline.
Oh, Keith Whitley. Bring him back.
All of
them. More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
And so I have been doing nothing all weekend, but resting under my bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth because I've been sick. Oh, I've been suffering. Suffering terrible bad, as my Nana would say.
Your voice is like sexy, like how you have like a raspy like
thank you, I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
That takes it out of it though. The cough and the hack. So if you want a bubble cuddle blanket of your own, go to tjriggins.com/deals and click on the Cozy Earth. You get 41% off when you use the code TJ, and that's on everything you buy at Cozy Earth. I'm not going to say it made me feel better because, it didn't, but it did make me keep me warm and cozy.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
And it's soft, soft, soft.
Sure.
It made me feel better, but didn't heal me any is what I'm saying.
Yeah. You sound better than you did on Friday, but still not out of the woods yet.
Yeah. Well, let me ask y'all something. If you're sick, you got a cold, is it disgusting or gross at the thought of drinking a beer? I know you don't like beer, Lindsay, but say it's another, whatever your favorite beverage is.
Sure.
That has alcohol in it.
Yeah, that's not fun. And I love beer.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not into beer. I'm not into any alcohol when I'm sick.
Huh. I'm cool with it.
Because I just need, my throat has been sore. I wanted something cold on my throat. And so I drank a beer Friday night, and then I drank a beer Saturday with lunch.
Yeah.
And you would have thought that I was running around barefooted in the snow when Jody thinking that you get sick that way.
What?
You're drinking beer? You do not need to be drinking beer. You must not be that sick if you're drinking beer.
Oh, really?
Like, why is it a big deal?
Yeah.
It's not my thing, but I wouldn't think it odd of somebody else if I saw them doing it.
Maybe if you had like a few and trying to like turn up.
Yeah, if you were doing shots or something, that might
make that would probably make more sense if I was doing shots because I'm trying to go to sleep or something.
That's true.
But just to have a beer because it's cold on my throat.
Yeah. Say it was either this or smoking weed. This is what I chose.
Take your pick. Well, and they always say liquor is good when you're sick in like a hot toddy or something. Yeah. I don't know if that's true, but.
Yeah, that's to help you rest usually. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean.
But an ice cold Miller Lite, I don't think they advise that they to help you feel better, but still.
Well, knock yourself out.
But she was almost like when you're sick and you stayed home from school and then you do one little thing and your mom's like, well, if you could do that, you should have been at school today.
Yeah.
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 If you can sit in there and read a book, you could be at school. If you can watch TV, you could be at school.
Yeah.
And what do you say when she says stuff like that? You just go.
I'll go, because I really didn't feel like exchanging barbs with her, going toe to toe,
understand
the witty back and forth.
But, I'm sick. Leave me alone. That's what I was saying. Leave me alone.
Yeah,
I'm not feeling good.
Yeah, it's not like I'm chugging it and then getting behind the wheel. It was nothing.
Right.
I guess she thought it would make you sicker. I don't know why.
Maybe.
Huh.
I know I haven't had one beer in a long time, though.
No. Oh, like just one. Yeah.
Long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. But, and I did. I had one each day.
Good for you.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
This is a gross story, but I think people need to know as a warning, as a public service announcement, because we all have known people that just can't control themselves when it comes to digging in their noses.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anybody, like this would be when you were a kid probably, that was digging in their nose until it made it bleed? Ooh, you ever see that in class when you're in little elementary school?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there was a grown man in China he has a problem. You know, he's kind of OCD about digging in his nose. And he was digging so hard that he busted an artery. Not just created a little nosebleed, but busted an artery and had to go in for surgery.
Oh, my God.
Yikes. How far you got to go?
Oh, I'm thinking way up in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like two knuckles at least.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Like poked his brain.
Because you got to think, like, the COVID test goes pretty high, so you got to go higher than that.
Yeah. With his finger, too. It wasn't even like he had a chopstick going up in there or something.
Yikes.
So, you know what his wife did? She made TikToks of him in the hospital, making fun of him and saying, I told him, I've been telling him, I've been in Chinese, of course. Right. Like, you know, with him in the bed behind her in the hospital bed, all wrapped up because they had to do emergency surgery on him.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Couldn't stand not going, I told him, he should have listened to just nagging.
Wives are the same whether in China or in the United States, doesn't matter.
We're all the same.
Look at you with your finger up your nose.
He would have just listened to me.
Yep.
Yeah. He wouldn't be in this position. But don't you think that's a person that may need therapy?
Yeah.
Or gloves?
I was going to say maybe he needs the embarrassment, but he probably doesn't care.
But the, you know, gloves that won't make it where his fingers won't fit in his nose.
Oh, yeah. Keep him out. Just put oven mitts on him all the time.
Yeah.
Like a kid with chicken pox.
Like when you're trying to get a kid to stop sucking his thumb.
Yeah.
What is that about? I mean, at some point you're like, I got it all out. Like that's not just normal nose picking. That is something deeper.
Yeah.
That makes me want to gag though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's bleeding so bad he has to go to a hospital.
Yikes.
Ooh. Yeah. I didn't even know there was arteries in your head.
I didn't either.
That's around your heart. I didn't even know. That's crazy though.
Yeah, I guess. What's the difference in an artery and a vein? They go hand in hand?
I don't know.
Seems right.
They all have blood in them.
I know it's probably deep up there, though. It ain't there on the surface.
Man.
Ooh, yikes. I want to see those TikToks, though.
You say.
Yeah, and they said on the Chinese version of TikTok, you know, they pointed that out in the story. So I guess we can't see theirs.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. And they don't let, you know, they don't let their children do and see TikToks that are, you know, destructive to them emotionally or anything.
Yeah, I think so.
They save that for our teenagers, though. So ours will be shoving fingers up their noses at any time.
Yeah, perfect. Very possible. Mm-hmm.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Gisele Bündchen was seen for the first time after giving birth to her third child, her first with boyfriend Joaquim Valente, who is a jiu-jitsu instructor. She stepped out on a boat with him. He is captaining the ship. Whose life do you think has changed more? His life or Gisele's life? She leaves Tom Brady. He's just a jiu-jitsu instructor.
Yeah, when he was quote-unquote her personal trainer or something like that. His.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I had to look up the salary of a jiu-jitsu instructor. It's about $60,000. She's worth $400 million. Probably not a lot of jiu-jitsu instructors captaining their own boats and stuff like that. So he's probably just like, well, what? He's getting the bends, man. He's like, where am I?
Heck right. Yeah. And she looks like she didn't even give birth. Yeah, so that's awesome.
It's incredible.
That's
but
great.
You have to take into consideration, as my grandfather would say, ain't nothing to her.
Ain't nothing to
expand
her.
On that. What do you mean?
I mean, she's just, you know, she'll end up doing him wrong. She's got no, you know, real morals or good qualities about her other than the fact that she's pretty and she's got a lot of money. She's trashy.
Well,
she's white trash.
And skinny.
And she just expunged a baby from her sinful womb.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, fair enough. That's a blistering takedown of Gisele.
Ain't nothing to her means you can't count on her to do the right thing or to be honorable or loyal or anything like that. Nothing to her.
Let's bring that back. Ain't nothing to her.
Ain't nothing to her, ain't nothing to him.
Yeah.
Today's National Pack Your Lunch Day. Were you guys cafeteria kids, or did you always bring a lunch to school?
Cafeteria.
You were always cafeteria.
Always.
Yeah. I was here today. Gone
Switch
tomorrow.
It up. Yeah. So my mom was a cafeteria lady for a long time, and when I went through the line, she brought me to the back of the kitchen and gave me my own lunch that she made from home, and parents did not like that.
Yeah.
They were sending complaints to the school.
What?
And my mom said, well, when you work in the cafeteria, you can make your kid whatever you want to.
Heck yeah.
She did not take that kindly. But it is National Pack Your Lunch Day. And the top trending topic at the moment, Josh Allen, the quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, was just given a 6-year extension worth $330 million. Dang. So setting some kind of record.
Yeah.
People seem to really like him, not only on the field, but as a person.
Yeah, and he's pretty.
Mm-hmm. He is good looking.
Yeah, he's a pretty fellow.
He's engaged to that Haley Steinfeld, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So
they're both cute.
They're both really good looking. Mm-hmm. So good for them. $330 million.
Good over for them.
6 years. You know what? Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. And then Pennsylvania is also one of the top trending topics because a plane crashed into a retirement community in the parking lot.
In the parking lot, yeah.
It's called a Beechcraft Bonanza. It was carrying 5 passengers. And it took crashed just a few minutes after takeoff. So another plane accident.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of scary out there.
Yeah. Did it kill everybody or nobody? Or
I'd have to look. Let me see.
I know it messed up shuffleboard that day or bingo or whatever was going on.
You're not kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to find it. I don't have that information at the moment, unfortunately. But yesterday was so weird. I walked into the house and I knew something was wrong. And you are not going to believe what happened to me. Weird stuff. Next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
The weirdest thing happened to me yesterday. So, TJ, you've been to my house before. I'm going to try to paint this picture for you. I took the dog out for a walk. Before I left, I threw a load of sheets and pillowcases in the washer. And you know, when you walk in my back door, if you look to the right, that's the living room with the couch and the TV and stuff. Yeah. But if you look to the left, it's the kitchen. And then there's like a narrow hallway where there I have a half bath bathroom. Mm-hmm. And then across from the bathroom is my washer and dryer behind right. two double doors. So I throw a load in the washer and I leave with the dog. I'm gone for, I don't know, an hour and a half or so. When I get back, I walk into the kitchen and I'm like, something is not right. The one of the doors to the laundry room is open and my washer is in the hallway and it's blocking the bathroom door. This thing, I guess it must have been spinning something because it walked out of the room across the hallway.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I mean, the cords were extended, like it almost pulled it out of the wall. So it had reached its final destination across a hallway. That was weird. I've never seen anything happen like that.
Yeah, doesn't that mean it's unbalanced in some way or another?
Probably. Yeah. But every time I wash my sheets, it's like wham, wham, wham. And I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
I think it's too heavy on one side. Like, is that what
you... Yeah, the sheets get into a ball on one side.
Yeah, they're always twisted up like a Twizzler. And I don't know how to fix that. That's just what...
happens
with my sheets. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
I would have been scared to death though.
I just like saw it out of the corner of my eye. I was like, oh my gosh, my washer is in the hallway across the hallway. Like the only thing keeping it there was the cord plugged in or the, you know, the water attachment, whatever it was. It was so weird. A weird thing to arrive
like,
on.
Like, hello? Yeah. Like somebody would have broken in. Yeah.
And it only does that with your sheets.
Yeah.
Maybe you should try to put something else in there to wash. If you can wash something else with your sheets.
Just add
add clothes to it.
Yeah.
Or your other bed's sheets.
Yeah.
Something to even it out.
Yeah. It was crazy. What's crazy. Like the crate? I know when you went on vacation one time, TJ, you came back and you immediately noticed like something is not right and it stinks.
Yeah. Our deep freeze in the basement was open for almost 2 weeks while we were gone.
Dang.
And it had shrimp in it and meat and chicken. Just the most disgusting thing.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Dang.
2 weeks. And I don't know how long it had been open, where you know, when it came ajar.
Yeah.
But the little alarm was working on it to let us know that it had been open for a while.
Yeah.
But we weren't home to hear it. So.
Yeah. Right.
And you just got to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the craziest thing you've come home to? I know you've come home to a couple accidents with dogs and things
that. I'm trying to think. Nothing too crazy, I don't think.
No poop smeared everywhere.
Oh, well, listen. Well, that's an everyday occurrence for me.
I saw a guy on TikTok. Mm-hmm. He came home and he's got a Rottweiler. And he said, what did you do? And he goes over and shows behind the couch. The dog has chewed through the floor down to the pipes. Like he had removed concrete from the floor.
Oh my goodness.
There was exposed pipes under the floor. Like the dog was just bored. Like you just want to kill your dog if something like that happens.
I saw one the other day. These people came home and their entire couch was nothing but shreds. Like it was just the stuffing from the cushions had been just ripped out and it was still piled up high like the cat in the shape of a couch.
Yeah.
But the dog's just tearing it all up.
Would die.
I would get rid of them immediately.
Yeah.
I
mean, they
were, forget the couch. I'm just, you know, the dog is the problem.
Yeah,
it's gotta go.
Well, would you get rid of a dog? I mean,
not my dog, but everybody else's dog.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.